Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Masela Ntlapo, Chief Executive Officer at IRIA, the African Rail Industry Association. I'm absolutely fascinated by the direction that this is going. And I believe that this is going to be very, very interesting. Masela, very, very good morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. What we're chatting about is the private, about the ability of the private sector to run or perhaps own part of the rail network. Explain to us how this would work.
Good morning and good morning to your listeners. Our organization, the African Rail Industry Association, represents the interests of our members, including private operators. What we mean about third-party access is that private operators, South African private operators, will be able to access the network that is currently managed and controlled by Transnet Freight Rail. So it's an opportunity and area of investment that is presented by the Economic Reconstruction and Recovery Plan. So it's a great opportunity for South Africans. But what we also mean is that access to the network, it will be servicing industries such as the grain market, the pulp, and any other industry that has previously been considered not profitable by Transnet. So it's a new whole lot of investment opportunities, the freight market, and we welcome the structural reform that the president and government is looking at.
And of course, the other advantage is, and I was a commodity trader for a while in the chrome business, what we saw happening there was because private traders or private enterprises couldn't always get contracts with Transnet, it meant relying on road transport, which of course was very, very damaging to the environment. The roads were being hammered by the use of the trucks. It was an inefficient system. And what this really does is opens up an entire new area for people to manage their businesses efficiently, as well as assist in the South African environment.
Absolutely. Look, they say there's no better logistic performance that is actually strongly associated with the trade expansion, export diversification, and ability to attract foreign direct investment and economic growth. So there's no brainer.
Absolutely right. I agree with you.
If currently you and I, or from instance from the grain market, if you are not properly serviced by Transnet, isn't it an opportunity for a private player that will come in onto the market and service those enterprises? Isn't it an opportunity to grow the market? Because once third party is in place, the private operators will most likely buy from local manufacturers. So it has a domino effect for the economy, not only accessing the network, but supporting the industrialization of our country, and also preparing as a springboard to seek and take advantage of the opportunities that are presented by CFTA and the continent at large. So we should not waste this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And does this apply as well to leisure travel?
Sorry, come again, I missed that.
Does this apply as well to leisure travel? Because we live in such a magnificent country. We've had some private operators, but of course they were bound by the national system. Would this apply as well to the leisure industry for tourism?
Absolutely. I mean, tourism sector is one of the, biggest employers in the country. Currently, your rovers, or at least your passenger market private sector, it's marketed at maybe your foreign customers, but we need to go back to rail. I mean, you and I could tell so many stories. I remember traveling from Pietersburg at the time to come to Johannesburg, and it was such a pleasant trip. You don't have to worry, stress about traffic.
Absolutely.
You don't have to worry.
Yeah.
Yes.
We used to go down to Cape Town on the Trans-Karoo, and it was just part of the family holiday. It was just part of that experience. And unfortunately, our kids have never had that privilege, just because it's no longer something that is attractive. But rail was an incredibly easy way to get around the country and to see the country.
Absolutely. There is no reason for us not to do it. We need to go back there. And also what we had missed now, those trips, they were family time.
Absolutely.
So we need to get back there. There is nothing more important than family. So this investment, these structural changes, they have your family benefits. We spend more time together instead of driving and I as a mother being frustrated because the kids are causing noise, you know. So
nagging.
It's quality time for
Absolutely.
The family.
So how would it work? I mean, how would it work if it's partially privatized? Who's responsible for maintenance? How do you foresee this going ahead?
It's not privatizing the railway industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that is important because I think that's where the people saying that they want to privatize this white monopoly capital, I call it a patriotic capital. It's not privatizing. All we're asking for, give me access. You and I can drive on the N3 without having to ask for a special permission. Give me access. Then the market will grow. It's access. Then railway safety regulator would then come in and give you a permit to operate, and Transnet or maybe a separate entity will then run an allocating spots as to who's going to run when. But more than that, it will be transparent. It will be competitive. Now, anything that has a competition nature in it is most likely to drive cost of logistics. So for a normal person in South Africa, the benefits are huge. Employment, competitiveness, that will reduce the price of, normal food that we have or any other input that goes into our food. It's, you save the infrastructure on the roads. And if I have to drive to Durban, I don't have to deal with those, lots of trucks on the road. We're not saying trucks are not important, but intermodal.
Right.
It's important.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Thank you for that conversation. I think this is really, really tremendous, and I hope that it works. I hope that it goes ahead. A very, very important conversation. Marcela Nklapo, the Chief Executive Officer at ARIA, African Rail Industry.